Every year, the computer industry promises that its products will be easier to use, and many observers believe that some progress has been made in that direction lately. Still, the PC is a lot more intimidating and trouble-prone than, say, television sets or CD players or microwave ovens. So the computer and software companies have established technical support departments to help consumers figure out what's wrong. Well, apparently, it is tech support that's broken. Recent surveys found that many computer companies are failing miserably at providing the assistance their customers need. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Thank you for calling Compaq Computer Corporation Technical Support Center.
If you are calling for technical support on Compaq products, please press 1.
For most people, a message like this has always meant they are about to enter that special purgatory reserved for those who wish to join the information age. Your PC has crashed, and after beating your head against the monitor screen for half an hour, you've given up and called the manufacturer. Brace yourself, because what has only been purgatory in the past appears to be degenerating into pure hell. John Eckhouse is a senior editor with Home PC Magazine, which does an annual survey of consumer satisfaction with computer companies.
Things are worse in the field of tech support for computers. It's very surprising and it's very sad, but when we compared this year with last year, we found that people are having more problems with their computers, they're having them earlier, they're waiting longer on hold, they have to make more phone calls to get things fixed, and it took far longer this year than last year to get their snafus or problems or glitches, whatever we should call them, fixed.
Eckhouse's magazine bases these conclusions on the nearly 10,000 completed consumer surveys received from its readers. 55% of those respondents had problems with their computers that they couldn't fix without technical assistance from the manufacturer. PC World, another widely circulated computer magazine, also just compiled the surveys on technical support received from over 12,000 readers, and their findings are just as dismal. Catherine Baskin, PC World's editor-in-chief, says people are spending more time waiting on the phone than they did last year.
Average hold time we found is up over 11 minutes now, with the range going from about 5 minutes for the best companies to over 16 minutes for the worst companies. And the other statistics that's interesting to look at is the time it actually takes to reach somebody who can help you. And we have found that has gone from 28 hours to just over 30 hours, which is just absurd.
Computer makers are selling record numbers of PCs in a fiercely competitive market, a market that demands more advertising and marketing dollars, which some say are being subtracted from technical support. So there are more customers, many of them first-time computer users, apparently facing fewer services. Computer manufacturers are also now more reluctant to fix problems caused by software, especially problems caused by operating systems, most of which are made by Microsoft. So consumers may get bounced back and forth between the hardware manufacturer and the software maker before the problem gets solved. Two tech support hells rather than one. Also during this past year, some computer makers, most notably the nation's biggest PC seller, Compaq, began charging consumers for technical support unless the problem was clearly a defect in the computer. Both of these surveys found a consumer backlash against this practice. Home PC's John Eckhouse talked on the telephone with many of the survey respondents.
And when I talked to Compaq owners, they were infuriated by the fact that when they called up the first time for tech support at Compaq, they were asked for their credit card number. The tech support person would say, well, I'm not going to charge you unless I find out that I need to, but I've got to get, that's our policy now, I've got to get your credit card number. And this is the tip of the iceberg. I think that's going to happen a lot more.
So who were the winners and losers in these surveys? The clear winner in both surveys for both reliability and support was Dell Computer. Dell sells its computers directly over the phone rather than selling through retailers, and Dell does not target the home market, but it came in a strong first in both surveys. Micron, another direct seller, was also rated best by PC World, but it slipped to fifth overall in the home PC survey. Apple rated among the best on reliability in both surveys, but it slipped on support in one survey. Hewlett-Packard rated tops in both surveys for reliability, but not quite as high on support. Compaq also got high marks for reliability, but it slipped on the support side, perhaps because of anger over those charges. And IBM rated high on both surveys for support, but not as high on reliability. And on the bottom, in both surveys, for both reliability and support, one of the most widely sold, inexpensive computers, Packard Bell. Again, PC World's Catherine Baskin.
Packard Bell, until very recently, I think, was the fastest-selling computer in the retail market. And for 2.5 years, we have found from our readers serious problems with the quality of service that they offer. This last time, we also found more reliability problems with Packard Bell PCs. You get what you pay for.
And what you pay for when you buy a personal computer is not just a piece of hardware that will work like your television set. It won't work like that. That's almost guaranteed. So you should look carefully at the track record of computer companies when it comes to reliability and support. Otherwise, you could be consigned to the dreary depths of tech support hell. In San Francisco, I'm John McChesney.